Did you know that your payouts through rental income, or what some call dividends, when you passively invest in a syndication, are generally tax-free? Meaning if you get paid out $10,000 a year from just rental income, you in almost all cases can expect to pocket that entire $10,000 and not have to set aside for taxes. I'm going to go over why in this episode, and at the end of the episode, I'll talk about a special bonus that's also available to passive investors to boost their tax savings even more. This is Building Passive Income and Wealth Through Real Estate, where we guide you through the relentless pursuit of financial independence. I'm your host, Justin Moy, managing partner at Perpetual Wealth Capital, a multifamily real estate investing firm that lets everyday people invest passively in income-producing apartment buildings. Now, of course, I'm not a CPA, and this is not formal tax advice, so please consult your own tax counsel before making these investment decisions. But this has been our experience and has been the experience of, I believe, just about everybody in our industry of real estate syndications. So the scenario I'm talking about is if you invest passively in a multifamily syndication, in this scenario, you get paid in two ways. First is from cash flow from the property. As rents are collected, these rents pay the expenses, then are typically saved up over a 3 to 4 month period. Then what's left is distributed through cash flow or dividends, some people like to call them. Now, the second way is through capital gains from the sale or refinance of a property. Now, in this episode, I want to talk about why your dividends or your cash flow are almost always tax-free. Now, the primary reason is because of depreciation. All buildings depreciate, and you have access to depreciation benefits for all types of real estate investing except for raw land, because raw land generally is accepted to not depreciate. Now, depreciation is an accounting method that allows businesses to have more stable profit and loss statements. So think of it this way. If you invest in an apartment building, that apartment will eventually need a new roof, new flooring, new parking lot pavements, new paint, new electrical systems, water heaters. Just about everything in that building is depreciating every single day and losing its value. So in an extreme case, let's say all of these expenses hit in the same year. Now, they typically won't, but just to make sense of depreciation and why it exists, let's take it to the extreme and say all of them will hit in the same year. Now, essentially what would happen in your profit and loss statements is you would make it look like the business is failing when it's really not. If you were projecting huge gains every single year and then all of a sudden last year they all dropped, from a 10,000 foot view, that's not an accurate measure of how the property is running just because you had enormous CapEx losses that year. So depreciation allows us to do this. Instead of taking huge losses with these major CapEx items all at once, we take them evenly over a period of time. So let's say in this scenario, all of those items, the roof, water heaters, electrical, parking lot, all of those things amounted to $100,000 in total cost. And through a cost segregation study, it's determined these will have to be replaced in 10 years. What depreciation allows us to do is take the $100,000 and depreciate it evenly over 10 years. So we can take a paper loss of $10,000 per year. Now, this is an important distinction because it's not a real loss. We haven't repaired any of these items yet. We're just accounting for it. So we're able to reduce our recognized income by an even amount until the huge expenses come to life. This $10,000 paper loss can be used to offset passive income from rents, meaning if you made $10,000 in rents, the $10,000 paper loss will cancel out that true return and result in no income taxes because you're showing that you broke even. You're not showing that you made any money to the IRS. And many times you're actually able to show a loss, which helps offset other passive income sources as well, whether they're from businesses you've invested in or other real estate assets. Now, depreciation is another tool the Fed gives to real estate investors to encourage investing. Now, remember, the Fed needs private money flowing into infrastructure, so they create these incentives to keep that flow of money. Now, here's a bonus that's offered to investors as well. Now, we can actually take depreciation and accelerate it. So instead of taking it evenly throughout 10 years in the first scenario I laid out, let's say the game plan was to only hold the property for 3 to 5 years. But we can push almost all of that depreciation expense into those first few years of ownership and then sell the property off before realizing the actual depreciation expense. Now, the result of something like this is a sizable paper loss that should be more than enough to offset any passive gains from the property and typically even have some left over to cover passive gains from other sources as well, maybe another property or another business you've invested in. Now, if you want to learn more about investing in syndications and reaping all the benefits that come along with it, like depreciation, excess business losses, and build a truly passive portfolio of income, schedule a quick call with us in the link in the show notes. And if you're not ready for a call just yet, that's totally fine. At least download our free ebook, The Definitive Guide to Building Generational Wealth and Passive Cash Flow Through Multifamily Real Estate. That link is also in the show notes. If you learned something, please, I encourage you to give us a rating and review on the platform that you're listening on. Thanks so much for spending a few minutes of your day with me. I hope it was valuable, and I'll see you on the next episode.